and it's surrounded by eternity. You are that eternal being. Keep this in mind. It's a very, very important idea. You're not a human being having a spiritual experience. You're a spiritual being having a human experience. Giving is in alignment with your purpose. You cannot own anything while you are here. You cannot acquire anything. Your life can only be given away. Love empowers you to higher levels. What you think about expands. If your thoughts are centered on what's missing, then what's missing, by definition, will have to expand. Nothing you imagine in your mind is impossible. Perhaps you'll be surprised to learn that there's no such thing as a nervous breakdown. Nerves don't break down. People choose to break down. Having a plan is not necessarily unhealthy, but falling in love with the plan is a real neurosis. Don't let your plan become bigger than you are. Planning for the future, having goals, looking towards a better life, these are all terrific. But remember that life is really what happens to you while you're making other plans. Enjoy today. Have your plans. But don't fall in love with the plan. Let that plan be something that is adjustable and that can shift at any moment. We can only give away to others what we have inside ourselves. We can only give away to others what we have inside ourselves. And the corollary of that is, we can't give away what we don't have. If you have love inside of you, love for yourself, then that's what you'll give away. If you have contempt inside of you, contempt for yourself, then that's what you'll give away. Be willing to let anything happen. Willingness is such an important commodity in our lives. Just be willing. Each time you send love in response to hate, you diffuse the hate. Forgiveness is an act of self-love. Forgiveness is an act of self-love. You know, no one has ever died from a snake bite. Snakes bite. What kills people from a snake bite is not the bite, but the venom that continues to pour through the system long after the bite. You can't be unbitten, but you don't have to choose to have venom flowing through you. When you rid yourself of the venom and forgive, you're truly acting as a loving soul. If you step back far enough, it is easy to see humanity as one. Remember, this is a universe, una, one, verse, song, universe, one song. Step back and see us all as one. Believe it, and you'll see it. All of your behavior results from the thoughts that precede it. In reality, it is much easier not to smoke or eat chocolate than to do so. It is your mind that convinces you otherwise. It really is easier to not smoke or to not be addictive. Easier. If you're going to smoke or if you're going to be overweight, you have to do an awful lot of things. You have to go out to the store. You have to buy cigarettes. You have to take the cigarette package out of your pocket. You have to unwrap it. You have to carry fire in your pocket. You have to constantly be replacing them. You have to spend your money. There's a lot of things that you have to do if you're going to smoke. If you're not going to smoke, all you have to do is not smoke. So don't fool yourself and convince yourself that it's easier to smoke. It's much easier not to. Don't fool yourself and convince yourself that it's easier to eat that chocolate. Actually, it's not. It's much easier just not to. Anything you must have comes to own you. Ironically, when you release it, you start getting more of it. In order to make a visualization a reality in the world of form, you must be willing to do whatever it takes to make it happen. Willing. That's the key. When people ask me, I tried everything you said and I visualized and I affirmed it all, but it didn't work, I always ask, what weren't you willing to do? Very often they'll say, well, I certainly couldn't move my entire family to another part of the country. If that's what it takes, then you have to do that. You have to be willing to take your dreams, your affirmations, your internal pictures, and make them into your reality. Whatever the question, love is the answer. I once gave a refrigerator repairman several of my books and tapes. The repairman asked, how do you ever expect to make any money when you give away all your stuff? I replied, when the day comes that you don't have to ask me that question, you'll have the answer. The more you give away, the more you have. It's a paradox, but it truly works. Nothing is formed, nothing dies. Everything is simply in transition. And that includes you, who you really are. You're eternal, you're changeless. Trapped in a form that is in transition. Here's a little lesson in logic. If you control your thoughts, and your feelings come from your thoughts, then you control your feelings. Keep that in mind always. Whatever feelings you're having, whatever emotions you're experiencing, they came from a thought. And you control your thoughts. And if you don't believe that you control your thoughts, then you send whoever it is that is controlling your thoughts to me. And I'll treat them. And you'll get better. That's how absurd it is. If you only believe what you see, then you're limited to what's on the surface. If you only believe what you see, why do you pay your electric bill? You've never seen electricity, and yet you know it's there. There was a time when scientists didn't believe in microscopic life. It wasn't the invention of the microscope that gave us microscopic life. That's always been there. Don't be limited in your life by the technology of your observation methods. If you are to change a habit, you must be the treatment. The treatment isn't something that happens to you. It's something that you are. No one can create anger or stress within you. Only you can do that by virtue of how you process your world. No limit people don't say, I'm going to get it all. They say, I am it all already, but I can grow. No one knows enough to be a pessimist. No amount of guilt can ever change history. No amount of guilt can ever change anything. Your guilt is a waste of time. Feeling guilty about the outcome of the Peloponnesian War isn't going to change it. This morning is just as over as the Peloponnesian War. Blame is a neat little device that you can use whenever you don't want to take responsibility for something in your life. Use it, and you will avoid all risks and impede your own growth. Make a personal commitment to do what you love and love what you do today. Be the cure. Don't look outside.